The mystery is deepening in the case of four people who abandoned a 29-foot sailboat about 60 miles off the coast of Monterey Bay, California, south of San Francisco. The Coast Guard began searching for them after receiving this distress call Sunday afternoon.
Coast Guard, we are abandoning ship. This is the Tarango. We are abandoning ship.
The Coast Guard says a couple, their 4-year-old child, and that child's cousin, younger than 8, were on board. Lieutenant Heather Lampert is a Coast Guard spokesperson in Alameda. Lieutenant Lampert, in the conversations the Guard had, they never got to asking the family name, so you don't know who they are. How are you trying to find out?
We have sent out multiple press releases and contacted multiple forms of media, hoping that someone would call in and let us know if their child or their family is missing, and we just haven't heard anything.
Isn't that something? In other words, you're asking if someone knows someone who maybe set out on a sailing trip and hasn't returned. But people sail all the time. It's, you know, that's another thing that we're being reminded. It's not as if you register to go out and sail, or as you would to climb a mountain in some cases. You know, this is a real needle in a haystack.
It is, and it's made our the search very, very difficult. But we have used many different assets and resources that we can to try to contact if someone does know where this vessel might be registered at.
Well, when you say the vessel, the AP is reporting that gentleman just said the Charmblo. This is the Charmblo. We're abandoning ship. But, boy, that was hard to hear.
It was. And that's actually after we've cleaned up a lot of the radio feedback. So when he first reported in, the call that he submitted to the Coast Guard was very broken, very hard to hear, and we've done a lot of work on trying to clean up that radio feedback that we received from the vessel. So it hasn't been easy, and a lot of vessels spell their names differently, so it's been another challenge to try to figure out if this is actually how he spells the vessel name or if it could be spelled differently.
Well, some media outlets are also asking another question. CBS San Francisco, for instance. Is it possible that this was a hoax?
We've gotten a lot of those questions, and at this time, we're not even thinking about that. We've been thinking more that there's four people on the water, and it's our mission to find those four people.
What else do you know about what they might be doing? For instance, there are reports that they might have tried to fashion a life raft out of a cooler and some inner tubes?
They did. They didn't have a life raft on board or a dinghy, so they were taking anything that might have been floatable on the sailboat at the time, which included a cooler and a life ring, and they tied those together. We asked them to don life jackets, but we're unsure if they had life jackets on board as well.
Wait, and what are your thoughts? I mean, how rough and cold is that water?
The water is definitely cold. That day on Sunday when they went out, there was a gale force warning, so there was a weather advisory that had gone out. And at this time as well, there are very strong winds and rough seas around the Bay Area. The Pacific's never a nice place to be in, especially that far out, because the swells can get pretty dangerous and nasty.
You were not one of the people in communication with them, but I can't imagine for your colleagues, this has to be awfully stressful to be talking to people with children somewhere out in the ocean sinking.
It is. It's hard to grasp, and it's hard to understand. So it's been difficult, but we're trying to keep our eyes on the mission and try to find the people that are out there.
Okay, well, for our listeners there in the Monterey Bay area, if you know of somebody who hasn't come home from a sailing trip, get in touch with the Coast Guard.
Definitely. And it extends past the Monterey area. We're not sure if they were coming from somewhere else on a longer voyage or if they were just going out for a day trip. So we're happy that this has gone national. So hopefully that if someone knows anything out there, they can contact the Coast Guard immediately.
Lieutenant Heather Lampert of the Coast Guard with the latest on a couple, their 4-year-old child and the child's cousin, younger than 8, who had to abandon the Charmblo somewhere off the coast of Monterey Bay, California. Lieutenant Lampert, thanks so much.
You're welcome.